Finally, have you heard of Rosalía? Well, if not, you are going to soon. The global Spanish pop star has blown fans and critics away with her new album, Lux. It features the London Symphony Orchestra and Bjork. She also sings in 13 different languages. The album has even been praised by the Vatican. That's just a flavour of Rosalía's Lux album. 2FM's Tracy Clifford is here now to talk about its impact, Tracy. The reviews have been stunning. Can I just read one out for you? Few times in a generation there comes along a sound that is so radically goes against the conventions of a genre and redefines its very boundaries. Tell me about its significance.
I think it's significant for so many reasons. Musically, it is so immersive. Rosalía said herself that she wants people to stick on the headphones, give it an hour and just meditate, listen to the music. But also another quite interesting thing is that I think that the pop loving fan base in the world are kind of starved of music that means something and music that has more depth. So with the 13 languages that she's put into this album too, along with the orchestration with the London Symphony Orchestra, I mean, it's just layered upon layers on layers. It's just so, so good.
I mean, 13 languages, and it's incredible that an album can resonate with so many people when you don't fully understand what she's singing about.
I hadn't a clue what she was singing about at the start, but I didn't mind.
Still don't.
Yes, and I still don't. I mean, I need my Google Translate. But what a thing is quite interesting is that Spotify now has rolled out translating parts of their app. But I think it's actually to do with other apps like YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, where people are actually on they're on their videos giving all the translations. So I think Spotify had to do something like that just to compete with that.
Because Rosalía, she turned, you mentioned it there, to Google Translate to get into those 13 languages, but she also used a professional translator as well. What does this say about using technology to an artist's advantage?
I think using technology when it comes to AI, I think obviously, of course, it's a brilliant tool, especially with Google Translate to be able to do that, or to use it as a production tool in the music world with AI too. But at the end of the day, you don't get that human nuance and, you know, taste. You could get an AI answer to something that Rosalía or any other artist is asking for when producing music. But at the end of the day, you do have the human mind and your own taste as whether you're going to use it or not.
It's a good mix of both, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What's your favourite track?
I love La Perla because I think
the one we just played there.
I think because it sounds so beautiful. But when I did translate the lyrics, they're quite cutting about an ex of hers, which is unbelievable. And I absolutely love the fact that this album reminded me of how forward Bjork was in the 90s, and then to have Bergheim with Bjork on the song too is unbelievable.
Absolutely. Listen, that's everyone's homework for today, is to go to listen to Rosalía's album. 2FM's Tracy Clifford, thank you so much for coming into us this afternoon. That's it from this week's programme for today. Thanks to our team. On sound was Harry Buckless. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of the programme was Padder Brannock. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is up next here on RTE Radio 1. But for now, from me, Jackie Fox, and all the team, thanks for listening and good afternoon.